Kathy and I were talking Sunday morning. I know she wasn't feeling real well, but she had, the song had come to her head about a merry heart, the good like a medicine. But the.
I shared that with somebody today, too.
Yeah. And I told her, I said, well, that song had been going through my head all morning. And it was, I thought it was kind of neat that we both were on that same song had come to us both that morning. And, you know, and I thought, you know, a merry heart doth good like a medicine, you know. A merry heart is a joy of the Lord. And so that's kind of what I wanted to look through some scriptures on. So I want to start with in Psalms 95 and read verses 1 and 2. Psalms 95, 1 and 2. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. And, you know, he does give us, a lot of times he will give us a song and then, you know, to sing praises to him. And it's a good thing because it just lightens up the day for you. You know, it just seems like the day goes a lot better. But, you know, so let us praise God with a joyful voice. And
yes. And
we should come before him with hearts of gratitude for the many benefits or blessings we have already received from him. So each and every day he blesses us. And some days we may not realize it, but we know that every day he blesses us. He's given us another day to sing praises unto him. Let's go to, let's see, Psalms 145 and verse 3. And here we see, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Okay, let's go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 15. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So, you know, the more that we feed upon his word, the more it fills our heart with joy, and the more we can trust and rejoice in his word. We should feed upon his word daily and be filled with it. And that way, we will always have that joy in our hearts. No matter what comes our way, we'll have the strength to rejoice in what, no matter what our circumstances are. I know we don't always do that, but if we continue to feed on his word and just let it sink deep within our heart, we can rejoice in no matter what our circumstances may be. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And, you know, our lives really should be a testimony to others. And we have a good reason to share our joy in the Lord with others, too. And the more we get into the Word, the better we understand it, and the more we'll be able to testify to others of His love and His mercy and His grace that He shows on us every day. Okay, now let's go to 1 Peter. I'm going to read 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And we should have a joy in this, because we were in darkness at one time, but now He has brought us into His light. And that's a reason to have joy in our heart. You know, for another reason, that's a good reason to have that joy and to want to share it with others. Okay, now I want to go to Ephesians. Ephesians 5. And I guess let's start with Ephesians 5, and I guess I will start up with verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. And so we need to redeem the time, because it is coming short. It's coming, will be soon. And the more we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and make melody in our heart, will we be always thinking about His coming, and it'll make our days so much better. And others will see that in us, and they will want to know, hey, why are you so happy? And then we can tell them why we're so happy and what's going on in our lives and how the Lord has been so good to us. And it's funny, Gordon had started with, this is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And that was what I was, that was my main theme about, yes. This is a day. And I'm glad for all the songs that we sang. They were good songs that we sang tonight to rejoice in the Lord. And that's all He wants from us, is just to rejoice in Him. Yes. Abide in Him and confide in His word. How's it go? Abiding in the Lord, confiding in His word, and hiding in the bosom of His love. This is the way we want our days to be till He comes. Amen. And that's all I have for tonight.